Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 254. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
So many episodes. Yeah. So many.
Fozzie is not here. He is at the movies or something like that. I don't even know what he's going to see.
It must be good.
I guess.
Probably not. Probably a sucky movie.
Probably going to see San Andreas.
Fozzie, I hope your movie's terrible.
Like he couldn't tell us this last week, but no. Anyway, he is not here. Jeff is back though.
I'm a squid now.
No, you're a kid now.
I'm a kid now.
Oh, I'm both. Now you're a squid now.
I'm both. By the time you hear this, I am both.
I will be too.
Sweet.
Don is here.
What the hell are you guys talking about? Hi.
we are talking about Splatoon.
Oh God.
It comes out tomorrow. Jeffrey, you're getting it tomorrow?
Yeah, after work.
We should play some. Mine should be delivered by the time I get home, so.
Well, set up Skype so that you can talk to each other.
Right, yeah, that's so what nice. I was thinking of, well, isn't Ozzy getting it too or no?
Just voice chat while you're playing, like party chat?
Oh. Yeah, like that's what I'm thinking. I might put my Xbox One on and set up a party.
No, I meant on the Wii U, right? I mean, you can do that, right?
No.
Oh.
Not on that game. Never mind. You can. No. But...
Yeah, you can, not in that game.
I thought we all had this resolved by now. I guess Nintendo's still the one, not quite.
No, there's no party chat. Just in general, there's no party chat.
So close.
Some games, so close. like Jeff, you said like Monster Hunter 3 had pretty good party support.
It had really good chat. Like you could just turn it on and off with your gamepad, and it just used the mic in it. Like, and it sounded really good. You know, some games have it too. Like Mario Kart has it in the lobbies. I don't get why not anywhere else. But
that game is completely stupid. It's like 20 seconds. You could talk to somebody for 20 seconds, and then it cuts out.
Oh man, it was so awesome! Whenever I hit you with that green shell right before the other thing, and you know, right there, right before the end, and click, nothing.
I could kind of see where they're coming with Splatoon, because it's like a game for kids or whatever. Like maybe they don't want bad language, but it's like it's also a team based game, so it's like I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
It can't be too hard for Nintendo to turn off voice chat for children, like so children cannot hear on the other side.
Like when you boot the game up, like opt in. Would you like to have voice chat? Would you like to not have voice chat?
Exactly. I don't see what's so hard about that. You know, it's got to be like a little filter, like just one little box to check somewhere, you know? It can't be that hard.
Or even maybe set
Cynical
it up,
Dawn, though, whatever.
Maybe set it up as off by default, but like have it in, like, because they still do instruction manuals in their games. So like in the instruction manuals, if you want to like have it, like read through the instruction manual and tell you where to turn it on at if you want it.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I could easily use Skype, though. But, I was thinking, like, maybe tomorrow if you're around, or fucking Sunday if you're around, I'll play some.
Yeah, sure.
I'll not be around Saturday. I'll be drunk.
If I can snap my Destiny addiction for a moment.
Yeah, I was about to say, pull away from Destiny long enough. Yeah.
We have a Nightfall strike set up for tomorrow, though, so.
Yeah.
God.
I loaded the game all up. I got all excited, you know. I made sure all was all patched up and everything. And I start roaming around and seeing all this new stuff. I'm like, son of a bitch.
You can get a lot of it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I went and bought a new assault rifle because I could. And I think that was about it. That's all I had enough points for. I hadn't played much. So, but yeah, you can just like get some of the new gear and stuff. I don't know about the exotic stuff. I assume you can still get it. Buy it.
As long as you have strange coins, like that. So let's.
I can't get any of those this week because the weekly is for the expansion only. I guess the new strike.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh well.
But well, you can get them. They drop too. Like in Crucible and.
If you have, like, you know, an insane amount of time to play. But The Witcher's out, so...
Right. The Witcher is out. We'll jump right into the... Like, I don't want to spend too much time on Destiny, but I played an inordinate amount of Destiny this week. I don't know. Like, I think I'll burn through it really quickly. Probably maybe a couple weeks. I started up two new characters to. It's like I didn't have any alternate characters going at all, so.
Why did you decide to make alternate characters, though? That's my question. Like, you've gone this long with one character. Why?
So, there are things that you can only, like, I mean, you can get more of them, but there are these keys that you can get for the Prison of Elders, which is the new, like,
right,
horde-based, the horde mode type thing. It's like an objective horde mode type deal, where it's like an arena, and sometimes there's, like, certain enemies you have to kill, and there's mines you have to disable, or bombs you have to blow up. And it's a 5-round set, and when you get to the end of it, after you finish it all, it brings you to this giant treasure room, and if you have a key, you can open up the big chest, which is kind of like in Borderlands, like the Borderlands 2, what was it?
Oh, yeah.
That chest that you got the those keys for.
Yeah.
The golden keys. So it's kind of like that, where it's
really good shit.
Yeah, it's like you're not guaranteed to get anything, but
I was about to say, like, are you guaranteed? Because most of the time, like, you get, like, legendary engrams or something, and nothing. You get crap.
Like, I opened it up, and I got an exotic, I got an exotic rocket launcher, 2 legendary guns, and a legendary helmet.
Nice.
All like out of that one box. So
wow.
And then there's 2.
You get like one a week or one a day.
So you have to. Evidently, they drop by doing random things in the world, but you can also get one for each of you get one. Doing the story missions, when you do it, they'll give you one key. So if you have 3 characters, you get a key for each character.
Nice.
So I was like, I should probably have 3 characters, because then I could have 3 keys. I mean, I meant to actually hold it, but I accidentally used it today and got that stuff out of it. So I'm like, whatever. But yeah, so in my kind of crazy, I'm playing Destiny again. I joined a website that's like a matchmaking website that will, like, hook you up with people to play the game with.
iHeartDestiny.com, that's it, right?
No. That wouldn't be a bad one. It's called the 100. I think it's www.the100.io. I don't know what that stands for.
You sent me that link, and I'm like, what the fuck is he sending
right.
me?
But it actually worked. I set up a match. I set up a game tonight for Prison of Elders, and one of the 2 guys showed up that had joined. So you basically, you go on, you join this. It puts you into a group of people that are like-minded. Like, you kind of go, like, hey, I'm X amount of years old. I'm a parent. Like, whatever.
It's a dating app?
Pretty much, right? Except for Destiny. It's very nice. Complex. Like it, there's all sorts of, like, qualifiers for the group that it puts you in, and then you go on. You say, I'm gonna play. Like, I want to play Prison of Elders at 9 p.m. And it throws it out there. It emails everybody in the group, and if they want to play, they'll go on and they'll add their name to it, and you go in, you add them to your game, and you play.
Does it have little check marks for, like, not talkative or,
yep,
like,
yep,
with Mike, so, but doesn't like to talk a lot,
yep,
you know?
Yep, you can do that. Cool. Or, like, even if you're setting up the match, like, you can be like, hey, like, Mike's required for this, Mike's not required, like...
Yeah.
I don't talk, I don't like people, but I want you to play with me, like, you can do all sorts of shit like that, and...
Nice.
It's really cool. I wish that, maybe... There's a broader type thing like this, where it could be like, hey, I want to play Gears of War. Because finding people to play, like, all these different games is kind of a pain in the ass. So it'd be something that would be really cool if it was like that. But this works pretty well. I'm going to, like, maybe try and... I'm going to try and get another person for the Nightfall. And maybe try and set up a raid. Because I still haven't really gone all the way through a raid yet.
Oh yeah, man! If you get in a good group of raids, like last time I ran through both raids, I was level 31, I believe, and we cleared both raids in under an hour, like, each, you know?
Yeah, it's so crazy how fast, like, you can, like, I remember when we started, like, you do that first strike, and it was taking, like, 40 minutes to an hour to do that strike.
Yeah.
I just ran three strikes in, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, and
once you know what you're doing, I mean, the last time I did the raids, it was, like, we were carrying a new guy who was, like, a low level, like, 27, 28, mm-hmm. and then we were doing, you know, a couple other guys had only been through it a couple times, so there was only three of us that were pretty experienced at it. So, I mean, you know, you can still clear it pretty good with a decent group of people.
I mean,
it no longer takes an entire day, like, the first time I cleared the raid. God.
No, and I mean, as you upgrade your weapons, like, everything seems to be moving along better. The game has been greatly improved since it launched last September. It is still deficient in so many ways, but they did something. There's something about it that's just, it feels good when you play it. Like, the shooting is really well done, and I actually enjoy the multiplayer a bit, so I was playing a bunch of that over the weekend.
Oh, I like the Crucible a lot, man. Like, I always liked it. I liked it. I enjoyed it more than Call of Duty's multiplayer, actually.
I think that
easy there.
I think it needs to. I think the matches need to be shortened a bit.
Uh-huh.
Like,
uh-huh.
Control takes too long.
I don't like the big maps at all. But
yeah, you like skirmish and.
Yeah, I like small maps.
But even some of that, like, that takes, it takes a while for those matches to play out. And I don't know, for Bungie, who was really good at matchmaking with Halo 2 and 3 and Reach, I don't know, this feels like a step back, because randomly matchmaking in, I seem to get, like, on really good teams or really bad teams. And I'm sure that they're looking at it, oh, well, your win percentage is about even. But, I mean, I'm talking really good or really, like, where...
Right, right.
Like...
It's pretty lopsided.
I got dropped into a team and we lost a control match like 20,000 to 7,000. Like,
yep.
Just totally got destroyed. And then I was in another one where, like, won a clash match like 10,000 to 3,000. It was nuts. Like, it's not even at all. Like, they're not spreading out the skill level. But
it's even worse during Iron Banner. I don't know. Never mind. I'm not going to keep going on and on about Destiny.
and the economy is still royally fucked, but
yeah, it's always been stupid.
Yeah, and it got worse, because now there's more shit to keep track of. There's more reputation to keep track of. You need a whole new material to upgrade to the highest level of light, which I still think that the light level thing is pretty dumb, but
retarded. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Destiny. Let's we want to talk Game of Thrones right now, Jeff, or should we talk The Witcher?
You go for Witcher, I guess, first.
So The Witcher, Don, you're reviewing it. You're the farthest in, I think.
Yeah. By a lot. I was just looking. Don has like 54 hours of play.
No. I'm not actually 54 hours in. There's a lot of pause time there. I looked at that this weekend. It said I had 44 hours after that first week, and I was like, bullshit. And, so there's no way. I'm maybe 30-ish now, but
okay.
I'm pretty far in. I'm level 15. I think Chris said I'm about just – I should be wrapping up Act 2 of 3 here pretty quick, I think.
You're wrapping up the second part of Act 1.
Oh, seriously?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
but act two and three are really short. But, like, that's based on, like, what I saw in the guide, so.
Gotcha.
I'm not actually, sifting through it, but, like, if you look at the quest list, you're about halfway down.
I finished the Get Junior or whatever one, and then I'm pretty late into that second one right after that, some treasure one. And, I don't know, man, that game is so good. So good. I don't even know where to start on that, man. Did you guys talk about it last week, I assume?
We did.
Jeff's over it, because we've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks, I think. So.
Oh, God. Like, really? Has it been out two weeks now?
I was talking to people about it, too, before launch. It feels like I've been talking about Witcher for, like, half the year.
You should play it so you can talk about it from an a realm of experience.
Right, while everyone is talking. Right, exactly. That's when games are more fun, usually, when you're talking.
I don't feel the need.
You should feel the need.
It's not groping.
The Witcher.
It will grope you. Once you start playing it, it will grope you. The world is...
It will grope you in every way possible, in fact.
A very engroping world, I will tell you that. Dragon Age was a great game, and I don't like comparing games to other games, but you know, it seems like the most similar comparison, even though it's not, because you don't have a party, you just have the one guy. I guess the two things that the one thing I really don't like about it that much is, have you guys played as the other character briefly yet?
Siri,
yeah.
Okay, so you guys both have. Yeah. I think those are not. There's no place for him in the game.
It's Witcher Lite. It's like if you were to take the game down to a form where you didn't need to do all the interesting stuff.
Right. It's
and they're all super short too.
It's like hack and slash. Like I can mash buttons and my health auto regenerates.
One of them, and I guess I should. No, I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But one of them is completely irrelevant. Like after I was done, I was like, seriously, that's it?
Was it the horse race?
That was actually one of them too. I forgot about that one. Thanks, Chris. No, there's another one. You literally just run. That's it. You run.
Yeah, I feel that it's like they're there for story reasons, but they don't want to have like a 15-minute cutscene like Metal Gear Solid. So they're like, we'll give you like this, you know, 5-10-minute piece to play, bookended by like 2 7-minute cutscenes.
But every time it happens, then Geralt is talking to somebody, and that person could literally just say, like, 3 sentences and fill you in on the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
I mean...
Yeah, it's a weird storytelling element. It just feels kind of out of place.
It is really out of place. But yeah. That being said, that is, as far as I can think of right now, my absolute only complaint. The game is just marvelously fun.
It's sad that that's in there because there are so many other quests where it's just some random NPC talking, and they're like all voiced so well and they tell their stories so well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird that you would have those sections in there because everything else, the acting is so good, you don't need these sequences.
Right. That other person could, like I said, it could tell you what happened. In like 1 minute of or less of storytelling, you know, just a couple sentences, and that's it. That's all you need.
Well,
I
could leave it more up to the player as to like what and who Siri is. Like,
right.
I think it would be because like you're introduced to her at the beginning as like this little girl,
mm-hmm.
And then you don't really know what she is until like that first sequence. I think that probably would have been better if they had just not done that and given you the exposition instead of
right
showing.
Well, them. I don't know. That was, I think, the tutorial part, wasn't it? So yeah. I think you skip that part.
I guess you can, yeah.
Yeah. I guess part of it is trying to give you, like, some sort of window into why Geralt likes her so much, like giving you some of that feeling as well. Having played as her, maybe you've have more of a feeling for why, I don't know, right. Like an attachment to her. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work because
exactly.
The sequences are so thin.
Right. But, I mean, at the same time, I guess I'm glad they're thin because whenever you were playing them, you know, you're not doing anything outside of, like, either running or a small little skirmish or something, you know? There's no, like you said, there's no witchering, so to speak. So, you know, nothing that makes the game so great. Is involved in those sequences, so yeah. I'm kind of glad they're not like long, drawn out, you know, 1-2 hour long, you know, little spills of time where I'm A, not, you know, leveling up Geralt, or B, not, you know, getting loot and stuff like that, you know. So, but other than that, the game is absolutely just mind-numbingly fun, like very, very engrossing. Every time I sit down, I don't want to stop for any reason. I don't get that a lot in games. Like, I can't remember. I did have the same feeling with Dragon Age, but I think this is probably one of the best solid RPGs I've played in a long time. It is actually, it's probably the first time I've literally role played as the person, you know, that you're supposed to be role playing as, like role playing game. I'm actually playing it like I would if I were a Witcher, not just, you know, like whenever I was playing Dragon Age, I'd, you know, just go in and clobber everything like the way I would, you know.
What kind of forces you to? You can't just You can't just button mash and or clobber everything, because each of the enemies takes there's a different strategy to approaching them. Like I came across a werewolf and they regenerate health. Like so you need to, you know, you really need to like know your spells that work against the enemies that you're playing and kind of be deliberate and a lot of times it's like trying to get around them to hit them in the back and
right.
Whereas in Dragon Age, it's just kind of like mash.
Yep. And I like that about this game, you know, that I'm playing it differently than, and it's not necessarily because I want to per se, but you know, it's making me play it the way. I mean, there are some encounters where you can just mash a button through, but you know, for the most part, you kind of gotta play with a certain mindset. Like, you know, if you're going against someone that hits super hard, you have to use a shield. You know, and that's probably my favorite part about the game. The way quests are, you know, using your Witcher sense, at first it kind of reminded me of Batman with the stealth vision, but the more you play it, and of course some people probably realized it much quicker than I did, but you know, the more you play it, the more you realize this is nothing like it at all. Like, you know.
No, especially since it's not just, okay, we're going to use this and it's going to tell us exactly what it is. Normally it spans like a larger area and
right.
You're using it to track or
right. Not just lay out your enemies like where they're at and stuff, but
right.
But at first I was like, oh, this is this neat tool that I'm going to run around in Witcher sense all the time, but no, you're not. You're, you know, you just use it when you kind of need it. So
I did notice that with the quests, and I really like how the quests are structured and written, and that like you can stumble across like a side quest that'll end up taking you like an hour and a half, and it's just very in depth and thorough. But I mean, I'm almost at the end of the first area, Vellum.
Yeah.
I'm almost ready to go to Novigrad. But it seems often that Geralt goes up and he's like, all right, I need this information. Or like, all right, well, you got to do something for me first.
There's a lot of that.
It's like every single quest I come across, it's like, well, you got to do something for me. It's like
every main quest.
Yeah, so this is how they're structuring that.
Yeah.
It is a little silly, but especially since like he's pretty imposing, like, you go and you do something for this Baron guy, and he pulls that, and it's like, all right, the first time he does it, you're like, all right, whatever, I'll trade you this for that, but then...
And then he does it again.
He's like, I need this again, and then there's a third time.
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't change. It doesn't change the more you go on.
It's all right, like, because everything else is so engrossing around it.
But... Right. So the three areas, I guess, Velen, Novigrad, and what's the other one?
Skellige,
that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Velen is nice and open and beautiful, and I felt like that act, as far as the campaign went, was more open. You know, I felt like... I was okay with going off and exploring more of the place. Like in between, you know, I'd spend a couple hours running around doing some just exploring, checking out question marks on the map and doing stuff. But once I got to – now that I'm in Novigrad, I've literally just been going through the campaign. Like I feel like it's so – because it's in this huge city. Most of it takes place in this massive city, huge. And it all just feels like – because I'm stuck in that city, I'm not stuck. I can go out anytime. But it all just feels more linear, whereas the first area just felt more open and free, you know. Yeah. I don't I'm hoping the next area feels a little more like the first.
I heard that the third area is more open. I don't know if it's like Velen, but it's a kind of like a mountainous type region from what I heard. So
I went there and did like the very opening quest there, and everyone was super hard. I ended up clearing it, but I backtracked and realized I was in the wrong spot. So, but I did the first chunk of it, and then I'm supposed to meet the chick, the magical raven-haired chick, off somewhere else. But
Yennefer.
And at that point, I decided to go back and do the other mission first.
Have you guys experienced any like weird bugs?
Oh man, I've hit both of the major ones. So there,
hit one. So tell me about the other one, the non-save.
There are two. So there's the one where when you turn the game on, it just you hit this loading screen and it just keeps loading and loading and loading forever.
I did hit that once, and then
I guess I did too, actually, shut it down.
Right, the only thing you can do is turn your Xbox off.
Yeah.
Like
yep.
hard reset.
Yep.
And okay, then there's the save issue.
That one sucked.
You load up the game. Now, I managed to notice this really quickly, thankfully.
Oh,
like
God,
after like
you lucky son of a bitch.
After like 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, so, God, you lucky son
so
of a bitch.
So I didn't lose,
two
I didn't
hours,
lose
man.
Any
two
progress.
Hours.
But I was just walking along. I'm like, okay, well, I think I'm about to enter a battle, so I'm going to save. And it wouldn't let me. Like, this is great.
Did you hear about the bug ahead of time? Because I had no idea.
No, I had no idea. I'm like, why is this not saving? So I walk over to my laptop and Google it, you know.
Oh, I got you.
Witcher 3 save issue. And it popped right up. So you lost 2 hours of progress.
Two
to
hours, man. So I was running around, and I hadn't saved in a while. Like, and then I decided to go somewhere with the wife and kids, so I paused the game. We left, and I came back a couple hours later. The Xbox had my controller had died. The Xbox had put itself to sleep. I turned it on, and it popped right back up. So I was like, okay, cool. So I just started playing. Now I don't know why I didn't save before I left. That was stupid, and I'll never do that again. But so I start playing, and you know, I play for probably another 15-20 minutes, and then I realize I go to save it. And it wouldn't save. So I was like, well, whatever. Maybe it's just because I'm in a weird spot that I can't save. So I start playing it again for another like 40, 45 minutes or something like that. And I go to save it again, and it still won't save. So I'm like, well, shit. Maybe it's because I'm in the middle of a mission. So I switch missions. I did all sorts of stupid shit before finally I just turned it off and started over. Lost 2 hours of progress. I was pissed. I was so mad. So mad.
Thankfully, I haven't run into that. That
It relates to the always-on nature of the games. So you know how it saves your progress where you were, so you can boot up the game again and be exactly where you were. Apparently, they designed the game without that in mind.
Oh.
The loading issue is also related to this. So the best thing that you can do is when you stop playing The Witcher 3, save it and then quit out of the game.
Yeah. I do that almost on all my games anyway. I don't know why, but I generally do that on all my games anyway.
I do sometimes. On weekends, I don't. Like, if I'm going to go out for an hour and go grocery shopping or something, then I'll just leave the game on and, you know, I'll turn my TV off or something and come back in a little bit. But
yeah. You could do that with any game except Witcher 3.
Yeah, I guess they're fixing that, though, soon.
So there's a patch. There's a patch coming out for Xbox One. It does not fix this issue, though.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be the next patch. Gotcha. This is the patch you're going to get is the same one that they have for PS4 and PC.
Fixing some of the frame rate issues.
The frame rate issues and the text and, some random stuff. But
I'm not going to make that mistake again. So.
Yeah, and it's one of, like, I save constantly in a game like this anyway.
Yeah, I was looking at Twitter and a guy we played some Forza with earlier last year, big old Tom. He was he was complaining about the fact that it doesn't auto save enough, and like, he lost like 45 minutes of progress from dying. And it's like, I don't know. This reminds me of like an old school PC game where you should be saving before you go do anything. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, every time I finish, like, a battle, I save.
Huh. Yeah.
Like, every time I do something, like, if I'm about to meditate, I save. Like, I probably save every 10 minutes at most.
That's not a bad thing at all. That's actually the way you should play. I'm
so it's
a
like the habit I've gotten into
mine,
from
but...
like Skyrim and
yeah.
Fallout and
yeah.
Exactly. I'm playing it just like I played Skyrim, where it was like, all right, you have to save all the time, or else you're gonna forget and something bad
oh, yeah.
gonna happen,
and then you're gonna get pissed.
There was one point at which I had just beaten the golem. And it, you know, it's a tough fight. I died like 3 times, and I finally beat it. I'm like, yay! I move a little farther on, and I'm about to walk through a portal. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna save. So I save. I walk through the portal, and the game freezes on the loading screen.
Oh man!
But nice. I saved right there.
Good job.
So
good job.
That's the only freeze I've had happen mid game, though.
I haven't had any happen mid-game. Mine happened once whenever I was loading it. It was probably the first or second day I was playing it, too, and I haven't experienced it since.
I'm still getting that weird like audio thing with cutscenes and dialogue where it starts garbling. It almost sounds like it's coming through a like voice recorder, like a voice box. And
really?
And at the end of it, like, it just cuts out until, like, the next passage of dialogue starts.
Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's
weird. I've never had that yet.
And I actually had one where Geralt's neck and shoulders disappeared.
Like, nice.
He showed up in a cutscene, and, like, his neck was gone, and his shoulders weren't there either.
Weird.
Just, it was really strange, so.
I haven't hit that one yet either. I haven't had many issues with mine, especially for such a big open world game. Like, I think my horse has like gotten stuck on a tree once, but you know, nothing major. You know, from a big open world game like this, you expect weird glitches. Like, you know, I'm used to it from like Skyrim and Fallout, but
it seems inevitable, right? This game seems right. A lot more stable than those, except for
yeah.
the you know the Xbox One save issues.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, I was kind of excited about the game, and then once I started playing it, it definitely snowballed. It definitely snowballed. It's moving up my list. It's probably going to hit number one this coming month over Rainbow Six Siege, and that's saying something.
I think so. It moved up one spot on mine.
Well, yours was at, like, 4, right?
Yeah, I think I think it was at 5, and I think I now have it at 4.
Yeah, I think mine was sitting at 3. I think 3 or 4. I think it's probably gonna sit up there, bounce up there to 1 next month.
Yeah.
Was I the only one that got kicked?
No,
yep.
Tony disappeared for a second too.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like it hung up.
Weird.
So
Don and I were good.
Oh yeah,
whatever.
But we're always good, so you know.
So that's The Witcher. Jeff, you've been playing some Game of Thrones, though.
Yes, I have. Have you?
I have not. Trying to, you know, I have an unhealthy Destiny addiction.
It was a good episode, I guess. I don't know. I think that the stuff happening at the, like, House Forester is, like, the best stuff. That's kind of probably true of, like, the whole game, you know?
Right.
Like,
outside of that, it just seems to, like, you're not really impacting anything outside of that, so.
It's, like, all the other stuff, like, the stuff in King's Landing and in Meereen and stuff, it all plays to that. Like, it's, you're all trying to help House Forester, but, you know, the most exciting stuff is, you know, you button heads with people at House Forester, like button heads with Whitehill and Ramsay and whatnot.
Right.
So that stuff wasn't the best part. It was a longer episode than I expected. Like, it was weird because, like, each little tiny scene was like a chapter. So you get through like 4 or 5 chapters in like half an hour and you're like, man, this is going to be over in fucking 40 minutes. And then all of a sudden, like, it just keeps going. Like, I think there was like 7 or 8 chapters to the to the episode. But then, like, they start to get, like, really long.
Like, oh, no.
Well said, Jeff. Well said.
And that's Game of Thrones, guys. So, sweet.
So don't play it, because it's another Telltale game.
It's another Telltale
game in quotation marks, by the way.
Air quote game.
It's all right.
Is this the last episode, or is there one more?
There's two more.
Two more, right?
Two more. Wow.
Six. Yeah, it's a six episode season.
Wow.
My problem with Game of Thrones is that they launched Tales from the Borderlands like right before Game of Thrones, and they've now released four episodes of Game of Thrones and two episodes of Tales from the Borderlands. I think the last one they released for Borderlands was in March, so we're now going on another 2 months, almost 3 months since Tales from the Borderlands. Yeah. So
that's why
I wonder if sales figures it fits into that somehow,
or like HBO money,
right? Also true.
Fits into it too, and like I mean they have like they're actually using like Peter Dinklage and the other like the ones that show up in the movie in the TV show Lena Headey who plays Cersei and the girl who plays Queen Marjorie. I guess she's not queen yet in this though. I don't know. That's they probably have a larger budget for this game and HBO is probably holding them to getting it out on time, which they're still behind anyway. I don't know what happened to Jeff though. He is showing as being here but not here. So
am I here?
Ah, he is here.
Hey, there he is.
I don't know what the fuck is going on lately with my internet. Like it works fine until I record the show. like everything is fine, and then like it is not just Skype though, because like I am having errors on Call of Duty as well. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. The weird thing is for me is I heard you guys the whole time.
That is strange.
Because I was like talking about it, and all of a sudden you guys are like, "Well, that's Game of Thrones," and I was like,
"You know what a dick."
Like you don't want to hear about it no more, or fucking like somehow I am here, but they can't hear me. Like
it's all good. Like if I mean you would recommend playing it though if you've already played the other three.
Yeah, it's starting to get you know it's.
Finally starting to get good, right?
The first episode was the best because it had like a super shocking ending. Yeah. But I mean I'm interested to see where it goes and you get some good shit in this one. Like I said, it's just a little longer than I thought it would.
If it holds to other Telltale. Like other Telltale games, the next episode will be the worst in the series. So,
yeah, the next one looks super exciting. It looked like it was just like continuing stuff that was set up in this. I'm like,
yeah, and like, they'll just it's all set up for the final episode, which they generally turn out pretty good. So,
but you know, one thing I think we've talked about this with Game of Thrones before is like what I really like about this game is like they really for the most part are mostly just it's almost just like watching an episode and then choosing dialogue. It does stop at moments to have you like walk around and look at shit and those are the worst parts. So they should just cut that shit out.
Cool. I agree. That the puzzle solving stuff does not
It's not even like puzzle solving anymore. It's just like look at three things in a room, right. And then that will advance the story. It's like, well, just make it more like a movie then, or like the TV.
Well, I'm sure for the average Joe, it's probably you have to look at them in a certain order. You're just so smart, you look up at them in the right order. So, no puzzle for you.
Quite possibly, I will accept that interpretation.
has anybody else played anything newish?
I have, actually.
Yeah?
How dare you?
I know. Mine's super short, though. It's a mobile game, but it's actually a pay game. Like, Knights of Pen and Paper 2.
Okay.
Did anybody play the first one?
Briefly, I think I, like, played the beginning of it.
I think I have
it. I did, too, but I never actually finished the first one. I I finished this one. I literally just beat it tonight earlier. It's really short, but really good. It was like $4.99, I believe, which is totally worth it. I finished it. Maybe spent five hours total, which I guess isn't bad. $5, 5 hours, whatever. I'm pretty sure they're going to add more stuff. Hopefully some free stuff too, but it's hilarious. If you haven't played the other, you should play more of it and then play this. The little jokes and innuendos and all this little inside jokes and this and that are just off the chain. They're hilarious. I hate saying that too. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that at all. After it slipped out, I just
done.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
It just slipped right off the chain.
But now I'm just kind of bummed out because I beat it already. But that was a really fun game. If you like old RPGs, it's kind of got that feel for it. It's 16-bit, not 8-bit now.
Okay.
But it's got new characters, new classes. They got a new dungeon feature, so it's got kind of like the roguelike exploring a dungeon type deal. But there's not many of them, so there's like two or three if I remember right in the whole campaign, and that was kind of a letdown because it's a really cool feature. I wish they would dive into that a little more, just as a side story or something, to go back and do them again. But it's a funny game though, $4.99. So yep, that's it.
All right.
So play Knights of Pen and Paper 2. It's off the chain.
Yes, it's hilarious. It's Paradox. Of course, it's got to be good. It's Paradox, right?
Amen.
You didn't play Farming Simulator yet?
Oh, I played it for like 10 minutes. I took like 4 videos of me plowing a field. it looks better than the last version. It's just as fun. It has online now, but none of my friends play this game because I'm the only fucking dumbass that plays this game. But
look at the graphics. You can see the sweat on Don's back.
Yeah, exactly. It's not near as what's the right word for it? Like the frame rate doesn't drop near. Like the last game was horrible with frame rate drops. This isn't near as bad. So, and there's online, so you can plow fields with friends. Plowing things with friends is always better, right?
Maybe.
Awkward. No, that's it. I played like 10 minutes of it, and I may play it again before I send it back to Gamefly, but I probably won't.
Well, I guess we'll do some brief news before I kind of jump into our pre-E3 stuff that we want to cover.
Pre-E3?
Pre-3.
I didn't see one on your list. Did anybody else see the Need for Speed teaser?
It was
Thursday, I think.
Well, we talked about...
Oh, did you, son of a bitch?
Yeah, because it was on Thursday and we recorded. That's but right. You're a big Need for Speed guy. Jeff's not sold on it, so...
No, I can imagine nobody else but me would be, but this is the... You guys have known, because you've edited my shit for the last how many years now, but I've been lobbying for Need for Speed Underground 3 forever. This is it.
Yeah, whatever. My concerns are that the backstory behind the development of the game, not so much like what they're going for.
What do you mean the backstory?
They laid a bunch of people off. It got development on hold. And now they're trying to sell it as a game that they worked on for 2 years, and it's like, well, not really. You kind of weren't working on it at all for a while, so whatever.
I hope it turns out good, because I would like a good Need for Speed game.
Yeah, I've been wanting an Underground game for a long time. I loved Underground 2 so much.
That's the other thing, though, is I do prefer, like, Hot Pursuit and Most Wanted over...
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you wouldn't like this one. I'm not sure where Chris lies on the whole, grand scheme of Need for Speed games, but now Underground 2 is by far my favorite, absolute favorite Need for Speed game. So, here's hoping they can live up to that.
I will buy it for 40.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably won't get it. I think it like launches November 2nd or something like that.
Yeah, bad timing.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get it right then. But it's one like that. EA Access has been fucking golden, and that game will show up on there in like 6 months. So
yeah, that's true.
If you are not one of those people that needs to play the sports games right away, like every sports game from last year, I believe, is out now on EA Access. So it's crazy. Like if you like to play sports games but can wait a little bit, they're there.
But you gotta play them during the season, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's me. You know, we were talking. It was a little while back now about just playing like a season together of. Madden. Yeah, the last Madden next year, whenever football season starts up. But then the rosters won't be the same.
I don't know. They still do roster updates, though.
Oh, do they? Oh, okay. Well, maybe that'd be right.
As long as that game is still being supported, and
that would be my concern.
Well, and by supported, I mean, like, they don't shut it down. Like, you can't play it online anymore, because that's when those things start going bad. Yeah. But, normally they keep that stuff up to date for about 2 years or so. We could try it.
I'm down then. Yeah.
I mean.
Otherwise, I was actually thinking about buying my first Madden game in a long time coming this year.
Yeah. I mean,
the last one was so good.
So I have yet to play. What was it? 15? Is that what it was?
It's really good.
I should. It's free achievements. So.
That's right.
Yeah, and free football. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, I had 25 on the Xbox One, and I was not, like...
No,
okay.
25.
I wasn't super impressed with, though.
I played 25 on, I want to say I played it on PS3, and I probably had more fun with it on PS3 than I did Xbox One.
Yeah, I played 25 on the 360, and I was like, hey, this is pretty good, and then it came out on Xbox One, and it was like...
Not impressed.
This isn't very good, It was that first year transition period, though, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, Madden never does well.
Yeah, it's always a weird game, so... Let's see. So, this one will be good for Jeff. Capcom announced Resident Evil Zero remasters coming next year.
I did see that. I saw, actually, Brittany post about that. That's where I saw it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. Like, not my favorite, but, like... It's an old-school Resident Evil game that was...
Yeah, and it's probably the least-played Resident Evil, too, because it was GameCube only, like...
Yes, and, like, it never, like... You know, they never ported it or anything later on, like...
No.
Where's...
So it's one that, you know, it'd be cool for people who never checked it out. It'd be cool if they added co-op to that.
Yeah.
Because you played as two people in it, and you had to, like, think as two players, essentially. Because... Online co-op wasn't a thing back then, you know?
I don't think they'll go that far with
it. No, I don't think they will either. It's like the same thing as, like, I've always wanted them to do Resident Evil 2, but that would be, like, too much work for them, you know what I mean? That didn't have good graphics. You know, they'd have to, like, totally redo the graphics, and I just feel like they don't want to put the effort into it, the resources or whatever.
Yeah, I would love to see a, like, fully remastered 2 and 3.
Yes, man, that's so where cool. I was so about great. To say.
But Zero wasn't like a bad game, and it beats the hell out of the newer Resident Evil, so...
Hey, Revelations 2 was great.
Yeah, but no.
You mean 6, right? Like,
no,
six.
Resident Evil.
Well, Revelations doesn't even Revelations, it's not old-school Resident Evil. Like, no matter how you slice it, it's not.
It's closer than the... It's a lot closer than the old... Than the new stuff, I mean. You know,
it's
than
closer,
like 6 or 5 or 4 for that matter.
Well, yeah, I think Revelations 2 is probably closer to 4 than anything.
I meant 5 or 6, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 5 and 6 were 5 was okay, I guess.
Yeah, it was playable. 6, I yeah.
6 is a shit show.
Poor Chris. Poor Chris.
I played that for 8 hours.
I remember.
Life.
I remember.
I was like, I'm almost done this game, and then it was 8 hours more. That was the longest goddamn Resident Evil game.
I remember you being like, yeah, I think I'm just going to finish up Resident Evil 6, so I'm going to make sure I finish it during this 24-hour spiel, and I'm like, oh, that sucks. And then you, every time I checked, you were still playing. I was like, oh, God, poor Chris.
It was the longest game ever, and there are people on that I follow on Twitter that love that game. I think
call them out right now.
People. Those are crazy people.
I don't know. I guess I'm weird. I like Final Fantasy 13, so leave them alone.
I 13 is... I can at least see somebody going, like, 13 had a great battle system. You know, like, whatever. Like, there's nothing good about Resident Evil.
Don't make him feel better about being a leper. Come on.
I don't hate 13.
I hate it.
The only good thing about Resident Evil 6 is I got the collector's edition with all the other Resident Evils. That was the only good thing about 6.
Oh. First you said collector's edition, I'm like, I'm sorry, and then you said with all the other games.
That's it was.
Yeah, that was the PlayStation one, right?
Yeah, it had, like, you got every other fucking... Well, you didn't get, like, Code Veronica, but all the core ones you got. It's pretty cool.
Code Veronica's pretty good. I like Code
Veronica. I never played it. I would like to, but...
The HD version is not very good, but...
Yeah. You know, I had this... strange little deal the other last week whenever Resident Evil or I'm sorry wow Need for Speed was announced or the teaser was released you know I really miss I actually kind of enjoyed Operation Raccoon City. It was not a Resident Evil game at all, but it was a fun game. I had fun with that game. I kind of wish they'd make another one. I know I'm the only one in the world, but
is that the top down
that was the third-person shooter.
SOCOM-type game.
Yeah, yeah.
By the SOCOM guys, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. By Slant 6 or... Yeah, I think it was Slant 6.
It's like the X-Zipper guys.
Yeah. I had fun with that game, though, man. That's probably my next bucket list game that I'm going to lobby for the next 4 years until they finally make it. So...
Let's see. They announced the new free games for PlayStation and Xbox. We'll run down the PlayStation Plus games first. It's Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, Skulls of the Shogun. The Vita's getting Super Exploding Zoo.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck, man?
That's also playable on the PS4. The other Vita game is Futuridium EP Deluxe. I don't know. Like, I'd never heard of this shit. PS3 gets Cloudberry Kingdom. I have heard of that.
I've heard of that.
Call of Juarez Gunslinger. Gunslinger is actually really good. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
I played the Call of Juarez before that, and I thought it was one of the worst games I've ever played.
That was Cartel, right?
Yes. No, yeah. Not Cartel. The one before Cartel, actually.
Call of Juarez 2 or 3? Or...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they were okay. Gunslinger is actually really cool. It was like a $15 release, though. It was kind of like Blood Dragon. Like that type of... That like an arcade release.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it had like this cool like branching storyline where the guy would tell the story and like, oh no, that's not how it happened. They weren't Indians, they were bandits, and like then the enemies would change and they would also change their way they attack you and it was pretty cool. Worked pretty well.
Yeah, I remember hearing that was a blast, dude.
Yeah.
What is that free on?
PS3.
Oh, never mind.
the Xbox games are the Xbox One games are Massive Chalice.
The hell is that? What is that?
I believe Massive Chalice is the Double Fine strategy game.
Oh, nope. Double Fine done. Nope. Not even download that one.
I'm with you on that, Don. Fuck that. Fucking
waste of hard drive space.
Overrated fucking.
Fucking double fine.
I mean, it's free. You could try it out.
No, absolutely not.
It's a turn-based strategy game. Okay. I mean, you don't have to, but it's free. Like literally, you don't. There's nothing.
It's
nothing.
Not worth
it's going
free.
To hurt you.
Time.
It will. It will waste my hard drive space, Chris. Double fine.
Tony will try it.
He will. If he has time.
It's a turn-based strategy. Evidently, Pool Nation FX is staying free.
For like 3 months now or whatever?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. It seems terrible, too.
I have not even downloaded it. I just looked at it. I was like, nah, nope.
So bad.
Which one?
Pool Nation FX.
Oh. I thought it was Castle Storm was last month. That game was actually pretty fun.
Castle Storm was pretty good.
I played that one hour sitting, and I enjoyed it. I haven't played it again, but I really enjoyed it.
On the 360, Just Cause 2 and Thief are the games with gold games. So, yeah, they're not. I mean, Just Cause 2, you guys really seem to like that.
Oh yeah, it was fun, but shit.
Thief is okay.
But Witcher's out, so...
I mean, like, if you only have a 360, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people can't play The Witcher.
I know. Stop being so rational about it, Chris.
I have friends, like, I don't know. I just want to shake them, though. They're like, well, I don't think I'm going to get an Xbox One or a PS4 yet. The hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing coming out on the other systems now.
I was telling my buddy today that he doesn't play that much, but like when he gets a game that he likes, he plays it a lot. You know, he played a shit ton of Borderlands and Diablo and shit, and he just like refuses. I'm like, dude, come on, man. There's gonna be Halo. There's gonna be, you know, come on, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I think some of my friends will jump ship this holiday because that Gears remake is coming, and they still play Gears nightly.
I love how that's the one that's gonna.
They still play Gears on 360 nightly. Like, I mean, what?
Dang.
Gears 3 is now 4 years old. Like,
oh man, I admire people like that, man. You spend like $60 for a game and literally play it for years upon years.
Like that's it. Like, are you gonna get this?
That's
game?
That's awesome.
Like, no.
I mean, it sucks because they miss out on a bunch of shit, but it's really awesome that you can get that much out of a $60 game.
Why would I need another game? I play fucking Gears. Like, what the fuck?
I play Super Mario Brothers. What the fuck, guys? Yeah, I mean...
Why do I need more games? I'm good.
I mean, I understand, like, if you're playing like multiplayer, like, it is dynamic. Like, it changes every time you play, even if the maps just stay the same, so...
Yeah.
But so that might be what makes some of them jump ship. But I don't know what's going to make the rest of them. Probably like another price drop, which I don't think is happening anytime soon. So
is Call of Duty coming to last gen this year?
You know, I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think this might be like the year that people are forced to.
If this year isn't next, I mean, this year it is already getting to the point to where like. Half of the games, if not less than half of the games, are not coming on old consoles now. So, I mean, you know, the old consoles are only getting like a fraction of, you know, stuff coming out. So, it's only a matter of time.
Move on or die.
Yeah.
Or die.
I was telling somebody at work that. I was like, you know.
Yeah, Jeff, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a PC, Xbox One, and PS4. That's it.
I mean, that'll do it. Think about it.
Oh, yep. Yeah. A bunch of people jumped in.
Wow.
Assuming the next Call of Duty's good.
Doesn't matter. Has it ever mattered?
Right.
Has it ever mattered?
You're right.
I gotta have that new Call of Duty, bro.
Yeah.
I got it pre-ordered. I'm getting the beta and shit.
I am hearing weird rumblings that Activision might have whatever deal they had with Microsoft may be up and that they've signed a deal with a PlayStation.
Oh, man.
Sony doesn't have enough money to do that kind of stuff, honestly.
We'll find out at
E3.
But they did do Destiny. Like, they basically shit out a ton of money for that, so...
Yeah, we'll find out at E3.
Yeah. Speaking of Sony, though, their CEO The PlayStation brand.
So. Oh yeah,
Andrew House. He came out and basically said that the system's selling great, but we definitely have a first party lineup problem. It's not very large right now.
Or interesting.
He said 2015 would be a year of transition or a year of development, something like that.
Oh. He called it a year of investment.
Yeah.
I would characterize 2015 as the beginning of a harvest period for the PlayStation 4. The beginning of a harvest period, that being said, we all are also undertaking to invest for the future. And 2015 will also be a year of investment. So they're packing it in for 2015?
Basically, man. They're saying, thanks for buying our console, guys. We'll see you in a few years when we got some games for you to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. God of War 2017.
God of War 3 this fall, right? Like.
Oh, really? Wait, what? Yeah, God of War 3 is already out.
You can play the same games over again if you want. That's all they got for you.
they're remastering God of War 3 in HD for $50 or something like that.
No.
Until
seriously?
Then, yeah, until then, just keep playing The Last of Us Remastered.
They did announce a date for their next, I guess, their next first-party game. Until Dawn launches August 25th.
Isn't that like a horror game or something?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in it, but it's really weird. It stars Hayden Panettiere and a bunch of other actors. It's more, I don't know how much of a game it is. Like, kind of seems like it's a movie where you make some decisions here and there.
Like Heavy Rain.
But less so, I think.
Oh, God.
There's less interaction.
I liked Heavy Rain a lot, though, so.
I liked Heavy Rain. I liked Beyond Two Souls, too.
I didn't play that one.
It was good.
I meant to.
I don't know. I don't know what else they have coming. They really need to sell me.
I would play Until Dawn. I know very little about it, but I would play it.
It's a horror game. We don't get a ton of those, so.
Side note here. Do you think that Friday the 13th game is, like, actually coming out this year?
No.
Whoa, what?
Hey, well, you didn't know there's a Friday the 13th game?
No. What?
Yeah. They've showed nothing about it or anything.
No.
Oh, of course
the movie
not.
Got pushed to next year, so.
You know what? Did you hear anything about the gameplay? Because I mentioned it to someone in a video game store, and they told me what they had heard that it's going to be.
I heard it. It sounded like Evolve.
Yeah. That's not what I would want out of it.
Like,
but
that would actually be kind of cool.
One person
plays
Jason.
As Jason, and then there's like a team of four that are like the survivors, campers, whatever.
No, not campers. Like, I'd want to be like a SWAT member or something, you know, like a SWAT team trying to take him down.
I think it'd be cooler with campers. Just go back to the old
game. It would be, but it'd be kind of more badass as a SWAT team.
If you pull that off, it sounds kind of like a cool idea.
That actually sounds really badass. Like, I'm pretty stoked about this game I've never heard about until now. Wow. You guys remember, three, I think it was back whenever we were at Vagary, there was a Child's Play game coming out.
No,
and it never came out.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised if this one doesn't happen. I don't know.
I don't think we're going to get it this year if we get it. Only the movie got delayed from this year to next year, so.
I would prefer more traditional, like, adventure action type game for Friday the 13th, but I already committed to saying, like, no matter what it is, I'm going to buy it. Unless it's
me too, man.
Like an on-rail shooter, because I want to see, like, all those famous horror franchises get games, man. Like,
I don't.
Fuck.
I don't really want a shooter, though. Like, I want. I don't even know if, like, the Evolve thing sounds cool if what you do is, like, the team of four kind of has to basically, like, survive out in the open. And, like, you don't have guns. Like, you would have whatever's kind of at your disposal. So maybe there's, like, a shotgun, but that it only has, like, a couple rounds or something.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty cool.
Or you could, like, set up traps and shit, or just try to get the fuck out of Camp Crystal Lake, you know?
Oh, my God, you guys are making me so excited for this
or
game.
Or, like, the last person alive is the winner of the match. Like the...
Yeah.
And, like, and then there's a cool cutscene of you killing Jason or some shit.
Or like, him coming back and killing you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Don, don't get your hopes up because it's probably not going to be anything.
It's too late
like
now,
what we
man.
Just
you
described.
Guys have done screwed this up for me.
It seems like if we could come up with that though in like 2 seconds, like I would hope that the people making a Friday the 13th game would like think about that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Did you guys hear about the Mad Max game? There was a bunch of preview stuff this week that.
Did it look good? Because I was excited about this game a couple years ago, and then nothing. But
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't look bad, I guess.
It's gonna suck.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Tony. Like everything I read about it just does not sound super cool.
I liked the idea of it a few years ago when it was first announced. Like that sounds pretty cool. Like Rage, only a little more open worldy, you know.
Sure. Sure.
And it sounded cool, but I don't think I'm excited for it anymore, though. I think I've moved on to other things. They waited too long.
I guess it doesn't have anything to do with the movie, but it has, like, elements from the movie. And evidently, like, when you're outside of the car, Max fights kind of like Batman or Shadow of Mordor style. So it's that type of combat system again, and car combat doesn't sound like it's particularly well done, at least listening to what Jeff Gerstmann from Giant Bomb had to say about it. So, I don't know. I'm not super excited for it. We haven't seen a whole lot on it either.
Check that one off my lists.
Yeah.
Yep.
Comes out on a shitty day, too. It comes out September 1st, which goes head-to-head with Metal Gear Solid.
Doesn't matter to me, but...
No, but I think that's just pretty nuts to me.
Like, man, I remember, like, totally I was suck. Super excited for Metal Gear Solid whenever I saw it at a couple years ago, the E3 thing they did.
Right.
It looked really cool. I was like, man, that actually looks fucking awesome. Like, I don't like Metal Gear Solid games, but that looks really cool. And then this is like 2 years later, so, you know, I tend to lose my... I don't like whenever big games, like... spill their beans like 2 years in advance.
Yep.
It just kills it for me. I mean, I'm super excited for about 4 months and then, yeah. Even The Witcher, I was the same way like last year. I think it was last year. It's like, man, that game looks really cool. And I was really excited and then about a month before it came out, I was like, I'm going to play it, but. So.
Tony, did you see anything on this 2K game that they
only teased it a little bit, so you don't. I don't really know anything about it.
It's not much there. I've heard that it might be a new XCOM game.
Nice.
It's possible.
That would make me very, very happy.
Although I kind of like the idea of like a whole new I hope it's called Advent, and it's something. Different. Like I want to play a new XCOM too.
The only thing is, I heard a rumor, or I don't know if it was a rumor. I think the intent when they made Sid Meier's Civilization Beyond Earth,
right,
that there would be two companion games.
Oh.
And they've made one, and they haven't made the other. I hope it's not that, because honestly, that last game was a little bit thin, and Beyond Earth was disappointing. So. I really want 2K to get off the snide here with their strategy game, so it's better be something good.
Yeah.
That's fine. I want an XCOM game. I want something on console, too.
It would be nice to have a new XCOM. It's been, what, 2012?
Yeah, a couple years.
So. 3 years. The Oculus Rift is going to cost $1,500 if you do not have a gaming PC.
See ya!
Done. Out. Yep.
And this is why it fails.
And this is the company that has the most capital behind it. Right. Like, if they can't get it for $100,000, how is Sony gonna release like their headset for $300 to work on the PlayStation 4, which is not anywhere near as powerful as like the PCs that the Oculus needs.
Here, pay $1,500 to put this big old thing on your head.
There go all my dreams.
This is the problem. Like, you need to make that kind of stuff affordable so people will try it. Right. If you're going to make it $1,500, nobody in their right mind is going to do that.
You better make a lot of money on it.
Right.
Yeah, I can't see spending that much money to try VR.
Like, you would have to have tried it already. You'd have to be sold on it and want to, like, use it all the time. And, I mean, I don't know how many people who even try it and like it would be like, yes, I want all my entertainment to be this. Because that's the kind of investment when you're saying $1,500.
Yeah.
That's like oh, all my gaming money for a year.
Now, to be fair, that's evidently that's the all-in price. Polygon is speculating that considering the recent released recommended specs on PCs that will run the consumer version of Oculus Rift, the PC will likely cost around $1,200 for a new system, and the headset itself would be around $300 or so. But I still think $300 is still pretty.
They can't get people to pay an extra $100 for Kinect.
Right.
Like, you're gonna spend
Oculus Rift is a huge difference.
But how do you sell that, Don? Like,
right.
That's true.
You have to have the software to back it up.
It's like, I think I see what Tony's saying though. Is like Kinect. Like, you understand what that is, right? Like, right off, you can look at people acting like assholes in front of their TV, and you understand what it is. Now you're saying, here's this headset that you're going to put on your head, and like, how do you sell that to people that aren't trying it? Like,
right. If you had the right games behind it, I think you could.
It wouldn't matter. Like, you're not going to walk. That's not a. You've moved yourself out of the realm of off-the-cuff purchase. Like, people aren't just going to buy one because, oh, that sounds kind of cool. I'm going to try this game out on it. And
no one's just going
to
buy it.
Without, like, actually getting it into some living rooms and getting people to try it, you're not going to sell any of these things because it's just too much money.
You can market it. I mean,
you can market it all you want, but it's too much money for something like that.
$1,500, yes.
Even $300 is too much.
$300 is too. I agree, but I think if word of mouth spread on something, I mean, if you could play like Elder Scrolls, what is the next one? 6?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could play the next Elder Scrolls game, if they put that game behind it, something like that behind it, then, and word of mouth spread, all these press guys, Polygon, all these guys are like, dude, this is actually fucking awesome. And it would be pretty cool. Like, I probably wouldn't buy it because I can't afford that shit, but, if they could get all that those press guys behind it, I think they could sell more than, you give them credit for.
If you could get it working,
I don't think it's gonna like knock everything out of the park like a new console, which is priced as a new console.
Thing.
But
that's the thing. If you could get it working on PS4 like really well, you could almost market that as a new console for your console that you already have. You know what I mean?
I am wondering how they're gonna get it to run really well on the PS4 though. Like, if you need a $1,200 system to run this a $1,200 system is
insane.
Not just three times more powerful than the PS4. Like, it's crazy. Like I don't know. that's kind of nuts.
But if I'm gonna hang,
if you can, yeah, maybe.
I mean, supposedly, Sony's version of this is coming out next year, so I'll be interested to see what it is.
I wonder if Sony is like putting all their eggs in that basket, and that's.
I hope not. Oh my god, I hope not. That would be like Xbox putting or Microsoft putting all their shit in Kinect. All of it,
Right.
It'd be bad.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm confused. I'm not like super hyped on on VR anyway. But
well, I mean, I wasn't trying to argue that I was, that it was great or anything. I think you guys are selling it a little short as far as, like, if everything was right, I think they could sell it. Okay. No, the chance of that happening, I think, are super slim, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, though, is, like, remember, so Kinect did pretty well. Like, I think they sold and ended up selling about 20 million of those units, which is crazy. But even then, like, there just wasn't the incentive for the developers to develop for it because the user base was fragmented. Like, I don't know how you... I almost think it would have to be kind of like what Jeff was saying, where it's like almost like a new console, but not a new console with the PS4, like a whole new system, like where this
so
is
a $500 package somehow. I don't know.
Like, but not the PS4 and Morpheus, like just like
no,
the Morpheus.
PS5 is Morpheus, like yeah. So like that's what this is. Like I think that makes more sense because like then everybody has one and everybody's on the same page.
Right.
I don't know. Fragmenting your audience is never good. So.
No.
They keep doing it, though.
Yeah. Everyone does. They all want to...
Hello, new 3DS.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's annoying as fuck, too. Not that I care that much, but... It's like, I might have picked up Xenoblade, and then it only works for new 3DS. Fuck that.
Let's see. CD Projekt Red confirmed that we aren't going to see Cyberpunk, like, or get it at least until 2017 at the earliest, because 2015 and 2016 are the years of The Witcher.
That's
hot.
Cool.
They're going to support the hell out of The Witcher, but that game they announced 2 years ago, we're not going to see for another 2 years. I think that goes back to what you were saying, Don. Like, you can't announce these games so early and expect them to hold through.
Did they announce a different game? Is that why I saw the press release, but I didn't?
Yeah, they announced Cyberpunk 2205 or something like that. I don't know. It's some sort of like futuristic RPG thing. They had like this crazy CG trailer and. We haven't heard anything since then.
Oh. Yay.
Yeah.
Mm.
But.
I don't know. This flip side, like, how do you support a game like The Witcher 3, like, for 2 years? Dude, that's pretty serious content.
It looks like the two expansion packs they're adding are going to add, like, another 30 hours of gameplay.
Oh, so. Shit, really?
Yeah, the first one is going to be like a 10-hour quest, and the second one's a 20-hour quest.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like 30 hours each. I was like, oh my god.
No. Like 30 hours total, but like on a game that already has so much content, like that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to be able to finish all this content as it is.
Right? Like, I'll be playing it for 4 years.
Yeah. Nope, not me.
Right. Nope. Let's see. Let's cover two more things here. Twitch banned AO games outright. Like, you can't play AO games on their service anymore and stream them. A lot of people think this is kind of in preparation for Hatred coming out. But
meh.
I don't know. But I don't think there's a lot of AO games, but
yeah.
I don't know of any, to be honest with you, but...
I guess, Indigo Prophecy, the Director's Edition, is AO. GTA San Andreas had jumped to an AO rating for a short period of time. Manhunt 2.
Oh, that was a good game.
That has an AO rating.
Really?
Evidently the PC version was unedited, so.
Boy.
Yeah.
They need to make a Manhunt 3.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
I really liked the first one. The second one was pretty good too, but the first one was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I remember the first one, like, you could hook up your headset.
Yeah, that was a really cool PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
was,
then, like, if your dog barked or something, they would know where you were.
Uh-huh.
It's nuts. Final piece here. FIFA finally added women's teams to their soccer game.
I've been waiting for that. That's why I have not bought FIFA.
Oh, and now you have no excuses, Jeff.
I've been waiting for this.
This evidently angered a bunch of people, though.
Of course.
Yeah, you can't not anger people these days. Why did it anger people?
I guess because there's women in their predominantly male soccer game.
See, here's the problem, Don. You need to watch the Gamergate episode of Law and Order. It explains all this. Telling you.
I don't know. I think it's cool that they're going to be there. I don't.
Titties, I don't think right?
Anything to be upset about,
Jeff? Yep. That's it, Jeff.
Jeff that's is it. The bastion for feminism.
For titties. No. For titties.
Who would be against titties? Come on.
Nobody. All right. So I don't think
I don't hear Tony.
Tony's.
I'm back.
Tony is. He has.
I heard titties. I returned. That's
okay. There it is. Cheers to that.
Yes, this is the first time my annual convention is not during E3.
And because of that, I'm taking 2 days off for work for E3 this year.
Because of that?
Because of that.
Just celebrate.
Just so I can be involved in everything.
I might try to take one of the days. I think I will have enough spare leave to do it.
I'm off Monday, so...
That's the big day, though, right? Monday's the big day.
The big day.
What's
yeah.
Tuesday? I haven't looked at the schedule. What is the schedule?
Tuesday is always Nintendo.
God damn it!
And it's Nintendo and Square.
I'm pretty interested in seeing what Square does.
But Monday is Microsoft, Sony, EA, Ubisoft.
Bethesda's Sunday, maybe?
Bethesda's Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
See, it's a tough call
really...
See, like, the Nintendo thing is just a pre-recorded thing, though, so...
Yeah. No,
it's not live.
I know, but it's like...
Why is it not live this year?
They haven't for the last 2 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I got to see the last live one. Good deal. Makes me happy.
The thing is, it's like... Everything else combined about equals my interest of Nintendo. So it's like, what do I do? I think I kind of have to go with, you know, the big day, though. Sony, Microsoft,
yeah.
All
Everybody
that.
Knows me. I'm the big Nintendo meh, so whatever.
See, like, I always want to know what they're up to.
Yeah, that's,
always,
I'm curious what they're going
to
do.
To disappoint me. They always disappoint me every E3, but...
The E3 that I went and I got to see, I went to the Nintendo conference. I was... Actually, pretty excited through the whole thing. It was pretty cool. They know how to jazz up their crowd.
All I'm saying is give me some Metroid or Dead to Me forever at this point.
Well, they're going to remain dead to you, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I am pretty sure about that. You never know. You never know.
I can't think of anything really that they could announce that would just get me super like excited.
Dude, Metroid, come on.
Pokemon.
Like an... Yeah, there's Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. There's a new one coming out this
fall. That
doesn't count. I know. Mario
game. I want an actual Pokemon game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got another.
I bet it's going to be Pokemon Z.
Like a new Pokemon game on 3DS?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a new 3DS.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it's going to be.
They won't do that.
I bet they will.
They won't. There's no reason to.
Sure there is. To sell their Forced fucking
people,
consoles.
Yeah. fucking half an up.
I refuse to buy it.
No, but they created the 2DS so there could be a cheaper option for Pokemon players. Like
that's true.
Like I don't think they're going to be like, and now the new one is on the 3DS new.
Yeah.
Game.
I don't know.
Fucking guys.
I could see them doing that. I really could.
problem is they should have made the new 3DS an actual new system and not like, here's a C-stick.
And not call it a new 3DS. Yeah,
it's fucking...
That name makes me so mad. That aggravates me to no end.
It's just not enough of an upgrade to for me to go, okay, I need to cease the right analog stick. Fuck that. Come on,
man. No, there's more power, though, Jeff. There's more power under the
hood.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Like, the game will load slightly faster.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Great, dude. I give a shit.
Like, the only way to play that Wii game.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
All right, so we'll just jump right into Nintendo. What do you guys expect to see from Nintendo?
That's a tough one.
Zelda.
What do you want to see from Nintendo outside
Nothing.
Of Metroid, Jeff? Nothing.
I would like to see more of Zelda, but they're claiming it's not going to be
they
there.
They said it's not there, right? Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What kind of... Oh, did they say that? Wow, that
yeah.
sucks.
They
what
did say that.
What kind of Metroid game do you want to see, Jeff? Like a 2D game or a Prime game?
I would say fucking either.
Oh, okay.
I would like to see both.
Both? The Prime game and then a companion game.
Yeah. I like, they're not capitalizing on it. Fuck it. What else could I see them doing? I don't know. They're so... I don't know idea, dude. Like, I could see Animal Crossing for Wii U.
Okay.
Not that I'm, like, clamoring for that. I could just see it. They have done one for each console since it's come out.
That makes sense.
I think we're going to see games like actually I think we're going to see like a decent amount of new IPs or kind of spin-off IPs that are focusing on the gamepad more, cuz they've kind of hinted at that they're putting some refocusing on like what makes their console unique. So, and they have a lot of like their internal studios, like they brought in a lot of young guys and let them kind of do what they want. That's how we got Splatoon. So I think you're gonna see some new IPs from them, honestly.
That's good.
And yeah, stuff that will seem interesting and, you know, make the Wii U stand out a little more than it does right now. So I think that's where they have to go with it this year. And more Metroid. And more Mario.
Mario Football.
I would play that.
Sure.
Either, like, actual football or soccer.
Not soccer. Not soccer. They already did soccer. They have not done a Mario Football game yet.
True.
So, there you go. There's my one Nintendo bid for the...
Didn't they do one once or no?
No, I'm pretty sure they have it.
I don't remember there being an actual football game.
Fairly certain they have it. They did soccer. They did the Strikers, Mario Strikers.
Yeah.
They've done Mario Baseball. They've done Mario 3v3 Basketball.
Golf
several times, tennis several times.
I could go for one of those on the Wii U.
Nah, I want a 3DS game because I'm a 3DS player. So,
yeah, but there is a Mario Golf game and a Mario Tennis game on 3DS.
No, yeah, I want Mario Football on 3DS.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Chris? You want Mario Golf?
Give me like a Mario Golf, Mario Tennis on the Wii U.
I'd definitely be about probably either of them. I love both of those games.
But they need to bring back the RPG mode to it. Like, Mario Golf was awesome back in the day.
Dude, I want to... Like, I got that retro on system. I'm going to get Mario Golf. Oh, actually, you know what? You could download Advanced Tour, I think, now on Wii U.
There was one of those. I bought one, and I was really pissed off because I played it for a little bit. Mario Tennis. And it wasn't anything like I remembered it being. So, the new 3DS one.
No, but yeah. I don't think they had
an RPG mode back in the day, but I mean, it's one of those like I remember playing it. I remember playing an older version of Mario Tennis and enjoying it.
Mario Golf had an RPG.
Yeah, I remember that.
On Advance, and that one is like you can download on Wii U. I'm like 90% certain. I just haven't gotten around to it.
They need to make Super Nintendo and Game Boy Advance games available on 3DS.
Yes, damn they it, do.
Fuckers.
Yes, they
I do not oh. understand how you cannot emulate a Super Nintendo game on a 3DS. My phone, well, it's just probably more powerful than 3DS, but my phone will play Game Boy Advance games and Super Nintendo games just fine, without a hitch.
Yeah. While we're on that subject, they need to bring GameCube games to Wii U. That would be really nice.
Yeah, I would go for that, too.
Yeah.
All right, Bethesda. What are we expecting?
Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Please.
Fallout with your balls out.
If there's no Fallout, I quit. I'm done.
I think they'll show Fallout, but when do you guys think it comes out?
2016.
Fall of 2019.
I'm fine.
2019.
I'm fine with next year. If they announce it this year, I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with that.
Yeah,
they just need to hurry up and announce it, because you know whenever they announce it, it's going to be the following year. So yeah. They need to hurry up and get it over with.
Wouldn't that be crazy, though, if it was this fall? If they're like, yeah, it comes out October 20th or something. Oh, my God, I would fucking just come in my pants right there. Like, it would instantly jump to, like, you know,
Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Game of the Year.
I think it would very easily jump to the top of all of our
We're all power pretty rankings. Big.
But realistically, fans, if they said that, how many of you would believe it? Because I wouldn't. I would hold reservations, because I'm pretty sure.
See, there's my brain and then there's my heart, and I always follow my heart. Cause
and then there's your penis.
Yeah. Yeah, basically heart, penis, same thing.
Yeah.
Don, you're saying if they were to come out and go, like, and it's coming November 17th, you wouldn't believe them.
I wouldn't believe. I would be excited just because I knew it was coming, but at the same time, I don't think I would. I wouldn't hold a lot of stock in it coming out this year. I really wouldn't. I think
they have been working on it for like 4 years, so.
And then September rolled around, they'd bump it to like early next year, and then I would just be crushed. Even though I would have my reservations, I'd still be absolutely crushed. Because it would sit there at the top of our power rankings for like 4 months.
Yep.
And then...
Well, wait till that happens to Tomb Raider.
I think Tomb Raider comes out this year.
Yeah.
You guys were a little sketchy on it.
Early on, yeah, but I think it does come out this year.
I think that I'm fucking better. I need something to be really excited about. Like, that's my
thing. With Uncharted not coming out this year, this makes the most sense for Microsoft to make sure it gets out this year, because you don't have any competition in that genre at all. I think that you can't allow it to slip to next year.
I won't allow it. I'll go find those fucks. Crystal Dynamics and be like, get that shit out right now.
Anything else from Bethesda besides Fallout? I mean, I think we know Doom is going to be shown.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That gets me a little hard right there.
I think we might see Doom this year. I think they probably announced the beta will be in like July or August.
You know what's fucked up is I don't ever remember if I ever signed up for that, because I got the, you know, Wolfenstein or whatever. Like, you get that.
I don't think you have to sign up for it. I think it was just like, if you have the game, like, it probably is going to load straight in from there.
All right. Doom would be awesome. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'd like to see more Doom.
Shit, I'm going to put out my power rankings just because, even though it's not a fucking official one.
Well, no, next month.
What about Dishonored? Any chance we see, like, Dishonored 2?
No, we're going to see Dishonored Definitive Edition.
Yeah.
Alright, what about Skyrim Definitive Edition?
No.
I would play the hell out of that game. I'm just saying, if you give me Skyrim on my Xbox One, I would take that.
Tony, are you gonna play Elder Scrolls Online?
Probably not.
Okay, I'm just curious. Jeff, and you're not either, right?
Jeff died.
I don't think Jeff's going to.
Okay. Well, fuck.
I probably won't play it right away if I play it.
Like, I'm probably going to rent it, so it'll be like a week or so before I finally end up playing it.
And then you can let us know if you think, like, I enjoyed what I played of the beta, so.
Yeah. I got a buddy that's going to get it, so, I mean, I got a guy to play with, but would have been kind of cool to play with everyone.
Anything else from Bethesda?
No. Let's move on.
Maybe a new IP?
No.
Nah.
No? No. Really? No. Not, if they all have right. Fallout, that's all they need.
Microsoft, they would be up next. I mean, we know Halo is going to be there. Pretty sure Gears Remastered, right, or whatever the hell they're calling it, it's going to be there. Tomb Raider. What else?
Whatever happened to that, like, time manipulation game?
Quantum Break. Quantum it got Break. Delayed until 2016.
So that's probably will be there then.
Blinks three.
I'll show that off.
Blinks.
Forza is going to be there.
Forza 6, yeah. Well, we've already, like, booked, like, half of their show, so. Yeah.
Those are all ones, though, you know you're going to see.
Crackdown 3?
No, come on, they got to drop that game.
I think
you're
it's coming.
A fan of it, though, aren't you?
I like the original Crackdown. Crackdown 2 was garbage.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see another Crackdown.
I hope they don't. I don't know why.
They said it's... They thought they had announced that it's kind of, like, in production, so...
Sure.
Do we see anything on that Scalebound game? Was that what it was called? It was that... They showed a trailer for it last year. The, is it... Who's the Bayonetta guys?
Platinum.
They're the guys making that, right? Like... Do we see anything on that? Because there was just, like, that CG trailer last year.
Maybe. I might be interested in that after playing Bayonetta 2, man. That game was amazing, so...
We'll probably find out who they have in their pocket this year, like Activision, EA. You know, they're going to feature one of those guys, I'm sure, if they bought one of them for exclusive stuff.
It's got to be EA, I think.
It'll be a mix, right? Like, because EA signed with Battlefront for Sony, so...
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, they have a marketing deal with them, and it... I mean, what else does EA have this year? Besides, I mean, Madden, obviously. Like, always.
Yeah, Need for Speed. Yeah, I think that's it.
Your Battlefield game was already launched.
Right.
I will say this about Microsoft. You could put your money on Banjo-Kazooie.
You think so?
Yeah, it's either that or Conker, but I think that the safer bet's Banjo. I think the cooler, smarter bet, like, would get people more excited is Conker, but they're already kind of doing a half-assed Conker game right now.
It's alright.
I think...
You think we see Banjo?
Oh, yeah. Or, no, actually, no. Or Battletoads, because there's been, like, a lot of rumblings about
Battletoads.
Which is weird.
I definitely think we see Battletoads. I think that game's going to be awful, because Battletoads was awful.
Battletoads was awful. I'm sorry.
But you could potentially make a cool game called Battletoads. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you could. And then you'd piss off all the people that really, well, quote-unquote, love the old game.
Yeah, fuck them. Those people are stupid.
None of them got to the third level anyway.
I remember playing it as a kid and, like, kind of liking it, like, the graphics and shit, you know? I don't know.
It would have been great if you could get past the third level.
Yeah, well, and of course.
Game was...
Wow, even Tony couldn't get past the third level.
No one could. If anyone tells you that they could, they're lying.
They did say new IP too, so maybe we'll see some stuff from them. But I'm not really thinking there's going to be a lot of surprises out of Microsoft. I hope I'm wrong, but EA would be next. Do we see anything on Mass Effect 4?
That would be awesome. That would make me happy.
What was it last year? We were just like showing like them working on the computer on the game, like
some concept art.
Here's a fucking image. We'll rotate it for you so you can get all rock hard about this.
People did though.
Yeah. So you're gonna see something about Mass Effect.
Do we get news that there's like the trilogy is being remastered? Because that's been a long running rumor.
That'd be all right. I wouldn't mind picking that up on Xbox One.
Like Mass Effect,
$60 for 4
comes
like,
next year.
You know, 200 something hours of gameplay. You know what I mean? 180 something like that.
If they remastered the first one, so it actually played like 2 and 3, that would be pretty good.
Yeah, I never played the first one. I didn't finish the third one because I didn't enjoy it as much. But I also came off of a huge Mass Effect 2 session.
I honestly think the third one was the worst out of all of them, but. Like, I liked the first one.
I think they're all good games, but I would agree with that.
Two is so good.
Man. Two is
the best.
Honestly, you can place two standalone, and that's, like, better than...
Such a good game, that's man. The only, like, that's the only one I played start to finish, and I love
outside
that game.
Outside of the Terminator monster ending.
It's kind of cool. Come on.
It's so bad.
It's better than 3's ending, dude. Like, the whole last hour.
Spoilers!
That shit. No, it was just bad.
All right, so Mass Effect, we know Battlefront's going to be there.
Hopefully some serious Need for Speed talk. That's what I want.
Yeah, probably Need for Speed. There'll be plenty of, like, Madden and NHL and NBA and golf, because that comes out after.
Yes, Rory McSomething or other.
Do you know
PGA
when that
tour?
Comes out?
July.
I thought it was sometime in June.
No, it's July.
God,
I'm pretty
damn
positive
it.
It's July. Mid-July, I think.
I got that shit pre-ordered. I thought it was coming out soon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Mirror's Edge 2, do we hear anything on that?
That's DICE, so aren't they they're pretty probably working on Battlefront mostly, right?
They're a huge team.
Are they? Okay.
Like, I mean...
Yeah, but it's probably going to take a huge team to pull off Battlefront.
Right. Do we hear anything on, like, a new Dead Space game?
I was thinking that. That's what I was thinking.
Dead Space is dead.
You think Dead Space is dead?
No more Dead Space.
Dead Space does okay, doesn't it? I know a third one, a lot of people weren't...
I think as the series moved on, it lost its soul. I think that's problematic in making a new
one.
The
first one was great, yeah. That's...
Yeah.
I lost really liked the second one. The third one was not... So hot. I really liked the second one.
I don't think the third one sold very well either, did it?
Probably not as good as two. Two did really well.
I liked one and two. I think I liked probably the first one the best, but
it's the alien versus aliens.
I don't really... go
matchup. I don't see anything else coming out of EA.
Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare 2, I think.
Oh, really?
Didn't they... I could have swore they teased that or something. Did they not?
I feel like I saw something
drugs?
About that. No, you're not. There was something.
Titanfall 2. You think we see anything on that?
No.
No.
Not till next year?
I think it's too soon, yeah.
I bet they tease it at least. Which is stupid. They shouldn't do that, but, you know. I could see that happening.
No, they will at least tease that. Come on.
What else EA have? Like, because Battlefield 5 won't be till next year, so we won't see anything on that.
Right.
I think that's it for them. What about Ubisoft? They're a mess.
Don't they have Just Cause 3?
Isn't that Square, though?
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Yeah.
Beyond Good and Evil 2. It's happening. This is the year.
Ubisoft. Let's see.
Yeah,
more
Assassin's Creed, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed is going to be like an hour of their, you know, two-hour thing.
Far Cry 5, baby!
Too soon.
Think Far Cry 5 next year?
Maybe next year, yeah.
Watch Dogs 2?
No.
It's coming.
Is it?
It's got to be, right?
Watch Dogs sold really well, even though it wasn't very good.
Right, I mean, it's... I think Watch Dogs is a lot like the original Assassin's Creed game. Like, if they refine it right, it could be really good.
Yeah.
But unlike the original Assassin's Creed game, I feel like that game had a soul. Like, some of the mechanics are funky, but...
True.
Like, there was a core, and Watch Dogs, it was...
Like, yeah, the idea and premise behind the original Assassin's Creed was solid, whereas Watch Dogs was like, we're making GTA!
Right. With computers.
A cell phone.
I think Rainbow Six is going to be there, but... I'm pretty sure they're going to be there. That's nothing exciting for anybody else but me, but...
Is there a single-player campaign to that, or is it just multiplayer?
I don't know.
Because I am way more interested in that game if it has a, like, a single-player campaign. If it's just a multiplayer, like what I saw of it before, I'm less interested.
Ah, gotcha. No, I'm all for the multiplayer, but that's me, though. I'm...
What about Splinter Cell?
It could be time for a new Splinter Cell, yeah.
It is in my book, dude.
It's been a while. It's been a couple years now, right? Blacklist, I think, was the last one.
I'm a fan after that game. I really, really liked Blacklist.
That game was pretty fun. I didn't finish it, but it was a pretty fun game from when I played of it.
I loved
it. I didn't play Blacklist. I played the one before that. So
that was good as well.
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty solid. Just Dance probably sees that, right?
Of course.
Is EA, are they the ones doing Rock Band?
No, that's Mad Catz is publishing Rock
really?
Band 4.
Really? Mad Catz. Nice.
Yeah. They actually took over the publishing duties on Rock Band 3 from EA, so...
I didn't know that.
Harmonix announced that they had signed a publishing distribution deal with Mad Catz. They're making all the hardware too, so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Money.
I think that probably shows up at either Microsoft or Sony's conference, but. I don't think there's anything big coming out of Ubisoft either.
No.
Beyond Good and Evil, it's gonna happen.
Beyond Good and Evil, maybe a new Rayman.
Probably. It's about time for that.
Probably a couple Ubi Art games. And then there's Sony, who. They've said they don't have much for this year.
Yeah, not only that, but they also called the Vita their, what did they call it? What was
Legacy
their
system?
That's it. Legacy system.
Yep. So they're done supporting that.
That's it. Yep. That made me excited.
Isn't that what EA said about the Xbox 360 and PS3 versions of, Madden and NHL, and they're going to be Legacy versions of those?
Yeah.
Where basically they're just roster updates
that you
pay
$50 for.
So what people were actually accusing them of for the last 10, 15
years, they're actually doing
it now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, shit, they were doing that on PS2 with FIFA until fucking 2012 or something.
Continue to do that. Right? That's nuts. That for that long, almost the entire length of the 360 and PS3's life cycle, they were still making FIFA games for the PS2.
Yeah, that's insanity, dude.
You think Destiny shows up at the Sony conference?
No.
Maybe they show off the next bundle of expansions.
Well, I think there'll be a disc-based thing this year.
Really? You think so?
I think there'll be a bigger expansion comes probably in September.
What do you mean by bigger expansion? You mean like a new disc you got to turn around and buy $60 for? Destiny 2 or
maybe $40? Not Destiny 2. I don't think we see Destiny 2 until next year. But
so what happens? I guess I don't understand how this works. Is it standalone or you get to import your character? How do you do that?
I'm hoping it's just a data dump and it works like World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Where it's still the base game and everything's still there.
I guess the base game is there if I have it installed on my thing.
Right.
It's sitting there 30 gigs of crap.
I mean, all signs point to like a really big expansion coming this fall called Comet. So
I'm cool with that.
Plus, like then two more of these smaller expansions coming like December, and
I'm down for that. Whatever. I'm definitely down for that, especially if I get to use my old Guardian. So
yeah. So you guys don't think Sony though?
I don't. You know, since I've converted, I don't keep up with Sony news as much as I used to.
I mean, they had a pretty big presence at last year's conference, so.
And none of that came to fruition.
Yeah, they have a bunch of little indie games that I'm.
Yep, this will be what happened. They will have a great Sony will have a great E3. They're going to show off lots of things. People are going to get really excited, and none of it is going to actually come out this year. They're going to show lots of stuff for next year. We're going to get to see everything that they're working on. People are going to go, wow, Sony had a great E3. And then these games will come out 2 years from now. Some of them will be good. Most of them will be mediocre. And that excitement will be spent until next E3. The same thing will happen again.
But that's the joy of E3, though. Getting excited about a bunch of crap that you're not going to see for a year.
Or possibly ever.
Yeah.
I mean, is there what would it take, since neither of you have PlayStations?
I have a Vita, but you know, apparently they've given up on that, so I don't care.
Everybody else had already given up on it.
There need to actually be games, like several games that I would be interested in.
Okay, so something more than Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
What Sony franchises would coax you, though?
SOCOM for me.
I mean, I like God of War. Like, a new good God of War game. The last one sucked.
That doesn't have Kratos? Would you be down for that?
I mean, I don't care one way or the other, as long as the game is good.
Right.
What else? I mean, they really need to do something about MLB The Show. Because the last couple ones I played were not... Like, it stopped innovating. Like, there was no reason to play it anymore. And
Do you think that's because they're not being pushed by anybody?
I mean, that might be an issue. Sony might just not have the capital to invest in making it better anymore.
Also true.
I don't know. And with no competition, there's really no incentive for them to do that.
So, MLB being fixed, Uncharted, God of War... Like, anything else that would get you guys to buy a PS4?
I think my biggest problem is that I now have such a big game backlog between PC and Xbox One.
It's hard to catch up.
It is. It's hard to catch up, and that's disincentive for getting a PS4. Like, do I want a bigger backlog? Am I even going to use the damn thing? I don't know that I am.
Right.
Mine mostly sits there gathering dust. I probably won't play it again until August.
Yeah, that's kind of my conundrum too.
I really regret purchasing it,
but
it was exciting when I got it.
The bad thing is like, you know, they're gonna announce a Gran Turismo game, which is gonna want to sucker me into it. I bet this Final Fantasy Dissidia game that's coming out to arcades in Japan here, I think this year. I bet they announce that not this year, but I bet that comes to PlayStation 4s here in America, and that will be an incentive for me to buy a PS4. And then there's the core people that did the old SOCOM 2 and SOCOM games. They're making a game called H-Hour that's coming out on PC and PS4, possibly Xbox One down the road, but that's a big incentive for me to get a PS4. But I don't have the money for that crap, and I'm not going to... Why do I want to spend $300-$400 for four games, you know, so I can experience four games whenever there's all these other games that are still coming out on both consoles that I can enjoy on Xbox One?
True.
You know, it sucks.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think, like, I might not need my PS4.
You should sell it. Sell it.
I know.
Joys of excuses.
There's going to be stuff for me that I'm happy I bought it for.
Right. Like, I mean, that's kind of, like, I sit here and look at the Wii U, and, like, I haven't turned it on in quite some time, let's say that. Like, I'll turn it on this week and play a bunch of Splatoon with it, but, and I'll be happy with it. Like, be happy I could play it, because you can't get that anywhere else, yeah, right. But it's also, like, I have so many games that are just kind of sitting that I could be playing as well, or I could just grind more Destiny.
Destiny, exactly.
That's all you really need.
Exactly. That's all you need, man. I don't know. Game of the year 2014, man.
I am wondering if maybe, like...
You sold it short.
Moving out of that, I need to play everything mode. Because I can't.
Yeah.
I can't play everything.
Oh, no.
This would be more selective. Cause, I mean, The Witcher is going to take forever. And, like, I don't know if I need anything else right now, like, for quite some time. Because The Witcher's so good that...
Yeah, between The Witcher and Destiny, you're good, man, for a little while.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've been playing a little GTA 5 on the side. That game's still really good.
Next month, I'm going to have ESO and Payday 2. I'm done for the month. That's me for June. Done.
I thought I was getting the new PGA Tour.
No, that's July, sir.
Come on. You guys are playing Batman.
I probably will.
I'll rent it, but...
I will probably get that.
I'm not excited for it. Clearly, it's not on my top 10 list, so...
What am I getting?
You're getting Batman.
Probably.
I mean, I'm probably not getting it right away.
I'm considering not getting it right away. Like, I want to take my time with Witcher 3.
Yes. Bullshit. Yeah. You're going to be done with that shit in a fucking month.
I'm not.
No, man. It's like I'm 20 hours in, and like I'm not anywhere close to where Don is.
Then you're going to fatigue, and you'll be ready for something new, and it's a AAA game in the middle of summer. Bam. I'm going to buy Batman, and I haven't bought any Batman since the first one.
Jeff will be the only one playing that.
Nah, I'm definitely going to rent it. Definitely going to rent it. But I don't know.
I'm excited for Batman, but I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to play it. So.
I feel like there's something else in June that I forgot. Maybe not, though.
Payday Lego 2. Jurassic World.
Yes. Oh, that's the one. That's going to be awesome.
Right?
My son saw that on my Gamefly account. Because I want to rent it on Xbox One. He's like, why are you getting that on Xbox One? Because, you know, the kids play on the PS3 in the living room. And,
He's like, I want to play it.
He's like, yeah. He's like, why are you getting that on Xbox One? I'm like, well, because I want to play it. And he's like, well, how are we going to play it? I'm like, well, I plan on buying it for you guys. I just wanted to kind of play it and get some achievements for myself. He's like, oh, okay.
You can play it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you think we see Final Fantasy 15 at all?
I don't know.
They finally say that's not coming this year.
Oh, did they say that finally? When did they say that?
They did. Oh. So do they finally say that?
I bet they do. I'm sorry, I hate to be the negative one, but I bet they do.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming this year, so.
We got a demo this year, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play it. Play that.
I haven't played it yet.
So.
Alright, well, that's E3 coming up. That's what we're expecting. Not much, actually.
Nothing.
No.
Tony Hawk, game of show.
Oh, God.
No, it's true.
Does that show up at the Xbox event?
I bet it does.
I think fucking Activision, yeah, comes out on stage at the Microsoft event, and they're like, and it's available right now. And then you download $20.
Really? I don't think that's happening.
I don't know.
I would be down for that.
It's a perfect summer game, Tony Hawk. Come on.
Oh, it'd be so cool. You're right. Missed opportunity, but, you know, it's exactly that. A missed opportunity.
So if Rock Band shows up on the Sony stage, does Guitar Hero show up on the Microsoft stage?
I want Rock Band, man. I want, you know, I don't want Guitar Hero.
I think the
Hero.
New Guitar Hero.
Well, Rock Band's coming to both.
Yeah.
Like, so is Guitar Hero. But...
I saw a couple of the songs on the Guitar Hero Live set list. I was actually like, man, I don't know. Maybe I'll end up getting Guitar Hero. That's going to be what it boils down to.
I think it looks
and I guess
so
whatever
weird,
Chris
dude.
Gets. So, because I want to be able to play online with somebody. So.
Oh, I'm going to be getting both.
Both. Okay. at launch, or?
I don't know if I'll get them both at launch. I'm definitely getting Rock Band at launch because my friends still come over and we play that, like, drink beer and play.
Gotcha.
But, I may get Guitar Hero when it drops in price.
Yeah, I'm gonna end up comparing set lists and now Guitar Hero Live is gonna be like the whole band still too, right? Or is it just guitars? Okay. Guitars. Well, maybe I will end up getting Rock Band.
Yeah, Rock Band is everything. And if you still have equipment, supposedly, well, actually, you had a PS3, so
yeah. I'm not gonna be able to play.
Yeah, like I should be able to transfer all my DLC and all my hardware over.
That would be hopefully. Awesome. That would be pretty cool.
So we'll be back next week. I don't know if Tony will be here next week or not.
I will not.
He won't. He'll be back after that.
Right.
And Fozzie won't be here, so he'll probably get a Pete to come on.
Movie dudes.
Yeah, let's do some movie talk. We totally could do that, Jeff. Because I don't think there's a whole lot new coming out. Although we'll talk Splatoon next week. Jeff and I will have lots to say about Splatoon.
Yeah.
And how we had to talk over Skype to communicate with each other. Yeah. My copy shipped. It's on its way.
I'll be going to good old GameStop right after work.
So, expect some Splatoon impressions next week.
Have you read any reviews, Chris?
I saw that, like, Polygon said it was pretty good. And then I, like, briefly glanced over some stuff that said it's sparse on content, yeah. But it's a lot of fun.
I've read like a billion reviews, and that's basically some of it. It's like five maps, it's really fun, but like it needs, like, they are adding content to it, but it's just, you know, it's hard to get the full picture when at launch it has five maps.
Right. And that content's coming for free.
Yeah,
too,
so it's not, I don't feel ripped off if they support it right, but
yeah.
Hopefully it works out.
Oh well. All right. Well, we will be back next week to talk some Splatoon and all that other fun stuff. Tony, you won't be here next week, so say goodnight.
We lost already Tony. Said goodnight.
He fell asleep.
Nice.
All right, Jeff. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.